We are going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's coming up on March 18th at the Chapel Hill Public Library from 11 to 3. It's an event called Let's Talk About Tech, talking about the use of technology to help folks with disabilities. It's going to be, again, the Chapel Hill Public Library on March 18th. That's Saturday, 11 to 3. Everyone's invited out to that. We're joined in the studio by three special guests who are going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Dr. Tim Miles is the Executive Director of the Disability Awareness Council. Angela Nelson is the Lead Instructor for Abundant Life Services, LLC. And Carolyn Covington is the CEO of Insightful Visionaries. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Tim, let me start with you. Talk about the Disability Awareness Council and just the work that you do for people who don't know.
Well, over 40 years now, the Disability Awareness Council has provided education and training to professionals in the areas of housing, transportation, healthcare, and tools for life, such as independent living aids. And there we try to match people up with resources that can help them live independently and better their livelihood in terms of being whole and stable.
And that includes a lot of technology services. Tell us
yes.
about those.
The technology service we buy, we have a tech lab where people come in from all walks of life. They not necessarily may have a disability, but want to know more about it to help their family member at home with the use of cell phones, tablets and computers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There we use software that you speak into the device and speak out of the device to allow the person to understand what's on the screen and to be more attached to the information they're trying to take in. The classes are free to the general public, and we encourage people to come out to 2501 Homestead Road, room 103, and we can try to assist you there, or you can just call us at 919-245-4337.
And the website is triangledac.org. If you want to find them online, that's the
yes.
website for the Disability Awareness Council, DAC. Angela Nelson is with Abundant Life Services. What is Abundant Life Services and what do you do?
Abundant Life Services is a training center that offers comprehensive CPR, BLS, first aid, bloodborne pathogen training for a variety of populations. A lot of people have in mind that CPR training just for healthcare workers, but with everything that's going on now, mm-hmm. I'm getting an influx of individuals who are interested in learning how to save the lives of others, whether it's in the workplace, it's in Walmart, or whether it's at home. My interest came about with wanting to actually be an instructor from working in healthcare and other arenas that I had to have it as a staff member, but being an only child and taking on the caregiver role, I deemed it important that I know not only how to do it for my workplace, but how to save the lives of my family members and others that I cared about. I'm a part of this function that's going to be happening because I'm interested in not only training those who are employed and who just want to know how to do this for their families, but how to also train those who have disabilities
mm-hmm.
because crisis comes for anyone. And we all need to know how to save the lives of those that we care about and those are in our community. And it's imperative with everything that's going on with the teens, with sports players, with the passing of what we call COVID.
Mm-hmm.
There's still underlying issues that come about that someone's going to be in crisis and become unresponsive and they have to be cared for.
There's so many skills that are specific to particular jobs and occupations, but some of those are just good skills for everyone to have.
Everyone
right?
needs
yeah.
to know how to save the life of somebody else.
Yeah. Carolyn Covington is with Insightful Visionaries as the CEO. What is Insightful Visionaries and what do you do?
Yeah, so Insightful Visionaries is, first of all, I am disabled, I'm blind, and after becoming blind, I started Insightful Visionaries, a nonprofit to empower persons with disabilities through advocacy, education, health, and arts and entertainment. And we've done a lot of that over the past 5 years. But our new project is called the DIS Solopreneur Project. And so what we're trying to do is help persons with disabilities become solo entrepreneurs through a program called iSWAP. So we have started iShop with a Purpose, which is a marketplace, and this is what we will be talking about at the event on March the 18th. We have products that you can sell by just simply loving what you purchase, be signing up to become an affiliate, and getting a passive income. And we all know that we all need additional income in our community.
Speaking with Carolyn Covington, you just heard her, Angela Nelson, and Tim Miles are talking about the organizations they represent, Insightful Visionaries, Abundant Life Services, and the Disability Awareness Council. All of them and more are going to come together on Saturday, March 18th at the Chapel Hill Public Library for an event called Let's Talk About Tech, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Everyone invited out for that. And Tim Miles, back to you. What's the event going to entail?
The event will entail spotlighting agencies such as Abler, which is a technology outfit, nonprofit, and or profit, which helps businesses become more WIC certified as far as their websites, and helping employees be more adapt to using their equipment there. 924, which is a very rare sleeping disease, will be there. Fighting Foundation for Blindness, which is another organization that tries to stop blindness before it occurs. And then we're waiting to hear back from Lynn Crafters to help us with giving the free eye screenings and blood pressure checks. At the same time, I would like to say to everybody out there, we have a few scholarships left if somebody really wants to come. And then don't let that stop you from coming. If you just want to come into the technology, you're free to come and get a free cup of coffee and a pastry on us. We are mindful of your health when I say pastries and coffee. So don't think I'm
healthy
not.
Pastries?
Yes.
That's just an empty box, isn't it? Who's going to be presenting?
Presenting is Philip Woodward from the North Carolina Developmental Disabilities Organization. He's going to open it with as a keynote speaker, talking about how important disabilities and technology go together, given the recent pandemic, and people could not access information that they needed, or just to talk to loved ones because they didn't know how to use their devices. So we're here to teach them about that. Matt Kelher, one of our tech specialists, will be presenting. Angus Kola will be presenting from Abler. And each one of the participants that I've mentioned will have a moment to talk about what they do from their organizations and how they can help. The good thing about Abundant Life is that if you want to be certified in CPR, you can get it the same day.
Oh, wow.
So registration is key to getting that done as soon as possible. Monday is our deadline to get it registered, but we'll work with you as best we can. And we do come to companies. Listen to me saying we.
We do.
She does come to companies and does certification, of course, for a nominal fee to make that happen for you, to get people certified in that respect. But it's a whole day of speaking and being able to bring your new apps you found. Those guys will sit with you and teach you how to use them if you don't know. They'll teach you new ones and how to use those. So it's a good day of events and a good way to network and get to know some new people, but also find those valuable resources and make sure you have good blood pressure and good eye care check so that you can move literally throughout this community.
And people want to get registered, just go to the website and take care of that.
Go to the website and look at under the events. And you will see a tag there. And you do not have to have a PayPal account to register. Just do debit and add your card number and put that in there. And it'll get you registered. And you get a confirmation back saying that you're registered. And we'll take it from there. And we're asking people on that day, too, to be mindful that we will require you to wear masks just for the tightness of the space. And it's somewhat of a mandate of a lot of buildings that are public that we utilize that you wear a mask and remain safe as possible.
TriangleDAC.org is the website for the Disability Awareness Council, DAC for short, so TriangleDAC.org is the website. Go there, find out more, get registered for the event. You said Monday was the deadline, right?
Yes, you're
You
correct.
Got until Monday to register for that event, which is going to be next week, Saturday, the 18th, from 11 to 3 at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Got to wrap up, but as we do, Angela Nelson, people want more about Abundant Life Services. Where can they go for that?
Well, at the event, I will be providing classes for any individual who has registered. And depending on if you come in, we, as Dr. Miles said, we will work with you to accommodate your need. You will be giving a full training, and we will receive your e-card at the completion of the training on that day. My cost for that day will be $50, which, if anybody knows, that is very reasonable.
Yes.
And it's very reasonable
for that level of training.
For that level of training.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I would like for individuals to know to feel free to call me at 919-518-7556 if you want to do individual trainings, if you want me to come out to your Girl Scout troop, your house, for your family, you want to learn how to take care of that grandbaby that swallowed the Jolly Rancher, mm-hmm. you just let me know and I will make sure that you know how to save the life of those who are around you.
And last word, Carolyn Covington, people want to connect with you and Insightful Visionaries, even if they can't make it on next Saturday, how can they get in touch with you?
Of course, you could go to insightfulvisionaries.org, or for our new marketplace, it is iswap.store. That's iswap.store. I shop with a purpose.
And again, the event that we're talking about is Let's Talk About Tech next week, Saturday, March 18th, 11 to 3 at the Chapel Hill Public Library. You've got until Monday to get registered for that at triangledac.org. Carolyn Covington, Angela Nelson, Tim Miles, thank you all so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.